Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Saturday. Kind of different, right? It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Wow, what an intro. Peter Blake, my producer, he's an amazing producer. And we're going to kick it off because this is drive time home. If you're going to the beach, it's a Saturday, you're just going to have a romantic dinner. I've got a lady I want to introduce you. Everybody, tell them your name, Judy.
Hi, everybody. My name is Judy Bashar. I'm thank you, Peter. Thank you, Dawn, for having me for the second time in a row. It's great to be here today.
It is so fabulous to have you here. We were just bragging about you and bragging about your music and how talented you are. And, you know, we're going to come back and talk to you some more. Let's get that music. What we're going to play what song?
The song you're going to play, it's called Time to Say Goodbye. It's of Andrea Bocelli. It's called also Con Te Partirò in Italian. It's a beautiful song, and I will tell you the story.
Yes.
After that.
Sogno l'orizzonte, mancano le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, su le finestre mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Che io lo so
Quando sei lontana, suoni all'orizzonte, mancan le parole. E io sì lo so che sei con me, mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me, con me, con me. Time to say goodbye, paesi che non ho mai veduto, vissuto con te. Adesso sì li vivrò con te.
And Judy, that's amazing. Tell us about the story of that song.
Well, yesterday, a very good friend of mine was here next show, was getting married. And I was thinking, you know, about an appropriate song that will be, you know, when his wife and he was walking, and that will be spiritual and very enlightening and very. So I thought about this one, and I sang it, and it was really amazing. People came to me that they were crying, that, you know, that they really
touched by it. Touches your soul and your spirit. It's amazing. Yeah. Peter Blake, what do you think of her music?
Well, when I first heard the song, of course, I thought of Step Brothers and Will Ferrell, but after listening to the song, it was unbelievable. She's got a great voice.
I know, and she speaks languages as well.
I can tell. She's very fluent.
I know. So we have another song we're going to play. What one is next? Yeah.
Well, my husband is with me today at the studio, and also my daughter, Sunny. Sun, say hi.
Say hello, everybody, to the microphone, sweetheart. She is, how old is she?
She is 4.
4 years old.
4 years old. Sunny, say hello.
Say hello to the world.
Hi.
Hello. She is so adorable. Do you sing too? Could you sing us something before we play your mom's next song? Could you sing something with your mom? Maybe? You'll think about it.
Probably not, no.
Okay, I don't
She's
think so.
She's saying no.
No, she just had the headsets on and enjoyed.
I'm going to save it for years later.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You're not getting any of my music unless you buy it. That's how it goes.
That's super cool. That's true. Okay, so Judy, the next song, tell us the story about the next song.
The next song called Addie's Song, Did I Ever Tell You, means Addie is my husband, and I wrote this song for him.
Aww.
Appreciation of my love to him, because he is amazing. My husband is a big artist. He's a painter and a sculptor. And yes, Peter. So it's better to listen. Listen to this song.
Beautiful song coming up. Enjoy.
Tell you that I care. Did I ever tell you how much I miss you every moment that you're not here? Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow from all the love I feel for you. And in the darkest night I'm all alone. Baby, I think of you, I think of you.
Oh, you're on now. You're actually hosting a show and doing Facebook Live.
I am. That's so. We were just talking about this beautiful music.
And they could hear it. Everybody heard it.
I know.
It's great, isn't it?
Beautiful. And then Her husband is sitting right here, and he's just like glowing.
He should be. It's a lucky man.
So, anyways, Judy, tell us about your next song that we're going to hear.
Well, the next song is called Je t'aime parce que je t'aime. It's in French because that's part of the language I sing and talk. And I love French. I lived in Paris for a couple of months, and that's my city, I have to say. And this song grew from, because all the time they ask you, why do you like it? And why do you love it? And why do you do it? Well, just because. So je t'aime parce que je t'aime, it means I love you because I love you. I have no explanations, no any, visible reason.
Right.
Just because. And it's a part of a big show I started in Israel. And now I moved to Clearwater, Tampa,
right.
Florida, sorry. And I'm working out to expand my show. And I'm looking for, great investors, somebody that is interested, that is qualified to be an investor for such kind of a show.
Right.
It's an entertainment show that's going to be all around the world.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what is your website that people can go to before the next song?
My website is www.goldenvoice.co.il. And you can always text me or write me to my email, which is Judy, Judy, .prod@hotmail.com.
I'll also put that link that you sent me on hollywoodconnections.biz so they can go there after the show and click right on it as well. And you're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram?
Yes.
All three, okay.
Yes.
Well, this song is just, I love you because, and I know my husband's listening, and, I love him because, I have to say this, when I first met him, people said, how did you meet your husband? When you say Ginger and Buffett, that's two dogs, Peter. Ginger and Buffett. Yeah, and his boat wasn't working at the time, and I didn't love him for his boat. I loved him for him, and after we got married, the boat got fixed. But we have a beautiful 37-foot Endeavor, and if there's a diesel mechanic out there, get in touch with me. I need you. But in the meantime, Yeah, that's advertising for my hubby. Let's go to your amazing song, just I Love You Because.
Exactly.
There we go. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Quelqu'un pour nous montrer le bon chemin. Je t'ai trouvé comme un rayon de soleil. Dans ce monde plein d'étonnerres, tu m'as offert un tendre bonheur. Maintenant je vois que mon rêve fleurira. Je t'aime. Je ris quand je pleure, je cherche dans mon cœur, c'est toi que je vois. Je t'aime parce que je t'aime, tu m'as donné la raison pour changer ma vie, être qui je suis, tu vois. Savoir, il est là toujours. Je l'ai trouvé quand j'ai perdu l'espoir. Sur la terre où bat la vie, se panouit la fleur jolie. Tu m'as appris à croire à la vie. Je t'aime parce que je t'aime. Je ne besoin
Don't you feel like you're in Paris? Like Paris, you know, like
I feel like I'm in Paris right now.
I know.
I'm ready to go have some French toast. They serve French toast in Paris. I don't know.
It's such a terrible joke. Judy,
do they serve French
toast? If you go to Paris, you don't want French toast. You would like to have a croissant, du baguette, croissant. Avec du fromage, you know, all these good, yummy things. They're the best.
Oh, like how she talks.
I know.
Makes you want to go.
Yeah. I know. Let's book a flight.
Paris. Well, all the great, you know.
Keep going. Wait
culture,
a second.
All the great culture comes from Paris.
Yes.
You know, I lived there and I used to go to see exhibitions by Dali. And you go to Montmartre, and there is this French music. Sous le ciel de Paris, les oiseaux du bon Dieu. And then you go to the museum, and you know, art is from everywhere there, every structure, every... I love Paris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Our viewers on Facebook also are loving you as much, and they say, keep going.
Thank you.
Is there something you can sing off the cuff? Like that, what
yeah,
you just
of course.
Did? Yes, we're going to try this. Here we go.
There's a song that Edith Piaf wrote to her lover, and it's like a prediction song. It's called L'Hymne à l'amour. It means the hymn of love. And I think Shirley Bassey did a cover for it, and it goes like that. Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer. Et la terre peut bien s'écrouler. Peu m'importe si tu m'aimes, je m'en fous du monde entier. It means, you know, if the blue sky will fall, crash upon our heads, or the big la terre, the land will eat us alive. I don't care, my love, as long as you love me. I don't give a damn about the whole world. You
Aww.
Know, like with your love, I can win everything. There are no songs like that today, Peter. Isn't that?
No, there's not. There's no songs like that at all. People rather.
You know, I'm thinking, I know Lola's listening, our station owner. We have music for your life. And I know that she's going to say, get her music over to the people for music for your life. And we got to do that for you, for Lola, too. I know that we'd love to hear more of that as well.
Yeah.
And so while we're here, I know Peter's on the phone. And I want to thank you so much for being here. And again, you're looking for investors, you're looking for promoters maybe to take your show worldwide?
Yes.
Definitely. There we go.
Yes, I have a big production company and we are really looking for something very big because we are going to China and Taiwan and Singapore, also the United States, also, of course, Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a big entertainment show with a lot of dancers, big orchestra, lightning. It's going to be with 5 languages.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Well, we want to thank our dear friend for sending you over here. And he just got married yesterday.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Aliera. He's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very amazing theta. Amazing wedding. And at 7 o'clock, we all went to a cruise. Until
nice. Very nice. Is he on a honeymoon, do you know?
I think so.
He's off to someplace?
Yeah.
Very cool. You're going to say goodbye to the world?
Yes, Sunny. You want to say bye-bye? Ma?
She used her mother's lipstick. A little girl that's, 4 years old? Mom's lipstick? You can only see what she looks like right here. She's adorable. Well, we want to thank you, Peter. We're going to go to some our Bob Marley music. A little change up here while we change our guest. And again, thank you so much for being here, Judy.
Thank you for inviting me, Dawn.
Amazing.
My
amazing.
Pleasure.
All right,
you.
Peter, we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. that is our boat music. Regardless, I'm
in the water.
You
love that, don't you?
I do. I love Bob Marley. Bob Marley and the Wailers. I love all Caribbean music and super excited. Tony Amira from Sunscreen Film Festival. I want to thank you for sending me these amazing ladies over. Please introduce yourself around the table.
Hi, my name is Gina Kugler.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, my name is Kelly Ackley.
Hi, Kelly.
And I'm Kelly Snow.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Two Kellys in the house here. Okay, and tell us what you are doing, and you've got a big event coming up we're super excited about.
Yeah, we do. We have a charity 5K that is put on by the Palm Harbor. It's a very long name. Palm Harbor University High School Center for Wellness and Medical Professions Booster Club. And the money that is raised from the race goes to the Medical Magnet Program and also to the Lind Fund, which is the Love Your Neighbor Fund.
Well, now, is this your first year doing this?
No, this will be our fourth year.
Fourth year. Yeah. Okay. Now, how can people join? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes, definitely. For more information, you can go to glamrun.org. The name of the race is the Glamrun 5K. Or you, if you want to go straight to register, you just go to active.com and enter Glamrun 5K in the search box.
Okay. And tell us about the event, what to expect and what time to be there if they want to run or can they walk?
Absolutely. You can walk.
You can walk. Okay.
I have walked it, yes, with our principal. She walks it with me. So.
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, good.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty great race. If you're a serious runner, it's chip time. So if you're a serious runner, it's a flat course. It's on the Pinellas Trail. So,
oh, Pinellas Trail. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a scenic route. So you can go really, really fast. And if you're not that great, or if this is your first 5K, you can walk.
Okay. And what day is this?
It's Saturday, October 14th, 8 a.m. I do recommend to register early because the registration prices go up as time. Like the first price increase happens August 21st. So I would just go ahead and register today.
Yeah. Now, what happens for the ones that win the 5K?
Well, Kelly,
you're going to tell us about it? Okay, hold on.
She's in charge of that.
Well,
okay.
I actually do give out the awards for the race, so it's pretty cool. We have first, second, and third.
Right.
And it's all age groups. It's divided actually really well into age groups. And I'm the marketing director for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, we love Chick-fil-A.
So
it's like our favorite.
So there's
Oh yeah, Chick-fil-A, you got it going.
Yeah, I like that. You're on live video. But yeah, we got involved in the beginning just any way we could support, and I end up being one of the MCs. So I share my MC and we have the cow there.
Oh, yeah. Super cool.
And we give out lots of prizes.
Where is the Chick-fil-A? That's what I want to know. Where's the grilled chicken at?
I should have brought Chick-fil-A with me, but ours is being rebuilt right now. If you've been to
yes,
Palm Harbor. So.
Yes. Yes, it is. What a shame, too.
But I did bring coupons.
Uh-oh, Peter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll put it online. Look, Chick-fil-A in
wow.
the house.
We'll take those.
And Peter's like, okay, I thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll take that.
It is yours.
Kelly's always the most popular.
Yeah.
Right after work, I'm going. So
right.
Just saying.
Yeah, you can go to any Chick-fil-A with these.
Yeah, baby.
Good.
So being a marketing director for Chick-fil-A, how exciting is that for you?
Oh, it's the best job.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I love it because the community connection, number one.
Right.
And who doesn't love Chick-fil-A?
That's true.
I haven't met many people. And if they've never had it, I make sure it gets in their mouth as fast as possible.
You know what I'm thinking, Peter? You know, I'm thinking maybe in the future we could do a live remote over there.
Oh, we would.
You know, and do a model and talent singing search for Hollywood Connections. It's a thought list. You know, and we could do a live. I would love that.
Ryan, you're watching right now. Let's get him signed up.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
yes.
We could do a live remote.
We'll get you. We'd love it. Actually, for our grand opening.
Oh, and when is your grand opening?
November 4th.
Oh, what day is that?
I don't even know.
Peter, look up November 4th. I don't have my calendar.
Okay, I'll do that.
Unless there's too much rain. But as of right now, we're on course.
It's a Saturday.
Oh. We could do that. We could do a live remote there.
Would that be awesome?
That would be fun. We could do a big model and talent search, yes, looking for talent for my show. Do you know that people are actually getting, I hate to off track here, but they're getting connected to real agents, SAG agents. They're signing them. We have a record promoter that's actually calling in the next hour working with Steven Seagal.
Wow.
And he's going to be downloading music. So we have film directors, producers. They are all, actually, they've been casting here and looking for talent for their movies.
Okay.
So there's a lot happening with the show. And we're so excited that you're here. I didn't even know she was going to be here today. Super excited. Thank you, Kelly.
I'm excited for this. This is great.
We're going to have to get her back if I'm traveling on the weekend. She can host.
You see why she's such a good host?
Yeah. Actually, I could have you host one of the shows with my co-host.
Oh, I'm on it.
Oh, I think she'd be great.
I love it. I love doing this kind of stuff.
I know what Peter's thinking. You just have to bring some Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
You know
that's it. That's
Chick-fil-A.
All you got to do. Bring Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
And I'll just have
that's
to call
it.
In. I know.
It's a done deal. I will bring Chick-fil-A with me.
That is super fun.
Chicken nuggets, chicken strips.
Oh, now he's making requests.
All of it. Yeah.
I know. Peter's getting hungry.
And the fries, too.
Oh, our fries were the best.
Oh, aren't they?
Yeah.
I used to work at Chick-fil-A. They had to enact a long time ago, Gulfview Square Mall in Port Richey.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that one's gone now.
It is gone now.
It is gone.
It's crazy. Wow. I always remember the older people going in and go, can I have a Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I love when they say Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I go, you do not know Chick-fil-A.
Got your Chick-fil-A right here.
That's a new one. I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Because they're not real fans.
I know.
That's
I
it.
Know.
They used to come in and it used to be so annoying because it was like two or three in a row. And I know they love the chicken sandwich. When they say Chick-fil-A, it's like, Chick-fil-A. That's what it is.
Well, we're excited that Kelly is here. And now, Kelly, tell us what you do. There's another Kelly in the house.
Another Kelly. So I'm the president of the Medical Magnet Booster Club.
Right.
And I just kind of help out. I am. Gina has been on the board for a little bit, so she's fantastic. I am a sponsor. I'm a realtor, so my company and myself are sponsoring it. And we are looking for sponsors. That's something that helps make the race go smooth. It helps get it bigger. We do have fundraising going on. So any sponsors out there that are looking for some recognition, looking to get their name out there, it's a fantastic. It's a fantastic.
Who do we have right now as a sponsor?
We have
Sprouts. Let's talk about your sponsors.
Yeah, we've got two big ones.
Yeah, the title sponsors are Sprouts, Farmers Market, which just opened in Palm Harbor. So we were actually really. Here's the thing: the race is a community race. It's a community charity. Our booster club is a charity. The Lynn Fund is local, and it's local volunteers, local sponsors. So that's something that we're really, really proud of. Sprouts Farmers Market is a title sponsor, and so is Florida Hospital North Pinellas. Because you realize this is benefiting a medical program, students that are studying different forms of in the medical field. So it's great that they have the support from Florida Hospital North Pinellas, too.
Well, you know what, Peter? We'll have to have him come back. I'd like to offer you a free commercial. You know, that to help support what you're doing, and I can run that during the week.
Thank you, Dawn.
With IMUS in the morning,
awesome.
And what we can do,
yeah,
I think,
do
with the community.
Them.
I think that would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
And you just have to do a 30-second spot and a 60-second spot for me. All right?
Kelly's ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Well, Kelly, tell us, you're a realtor. I'm going to give you a plug for your realty company.
Oh,
you know, yes, tell us about that.
So I work for Investment Florida Realty. Florida Realty, we're in Tarpon Springs, but we serve all of the North Pinellas, South Pinellas area. Sell houses, help you buy houses, businesses, things like that.
And so, give us your website while you're here and your phone number.
My website is www.yourpinellasagent.com. And my phone number is 727-515-6504. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You bet. Anything to help the community out.
It never hurts. Absolutely.
Yeah. Super cool. Now, I have to go back to you because you know Tony. How do you know Tony? Sunscreen Film Festival. We've been on the red carpet. And they're amazing. And they've always had open arms. And one of my top reporters took off and did all their filming as well. And what would you like to say to Tony from the heart, number one?
Well, I love Tony. I volunteered for the Sunscreen Film Festival for, I was trying to figure out how many years exact, at least six.
Wow.
But I did hospitality for them. It was so much fun. And what I love about, something I love about Tony is that this is very hot. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
And Tony is the most cool, calm, collected, unstressed guy that I've actually ever met, especially in a situation like that.
Oh, I know.
So it could be something like, let's just imagine, like, oh, the ceiling is leaking. I mean, that never happened.
Right.
And he'd be like, okay, well, we'll just handle it. You know, like,
I know.
No big deal. And I'm like, man, that's cool. I want to be like you.
Well, you know, because I tell people, Hollywood Connections, they wonder what it's all about. And I had two gals that I found from an audition we did, Peter. Remember the twins?
Yes.
Well, they listened to me. They got into the film festivals. They volunteered. Everyone thought they were to me and Tamara Older, which is amazing. I got them to International Christian Film Festival on the red carpet. they networked, and these film directors are picking them up like crazy. That's because you know what people want to know? You know, hey, I'm an actress, I'm a model, I've been trying to network, I've been through training, what do I do? Well, there's a couple things. You got Sunscreen Film Festival, you know, to go to. You got the International Christian Film Festival. There are so many West Palm Beach, you know, film festival. You've got Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. So many in the area of Fort Myers.
Orlando.
There is. So, you know, get out there and network with these film directors. And, you know, I have to ask you, you've met a lot of stars over there. And tell us some amazing moments that you met with some of the amazing people at Sunscreen Film Festival. I'm putting you on the spot.
You are. Mostly because of remembering the names. But I'm trying to
I know John Travolta has been involved.
Yes. And I was volunteering at that year, but I'm trying to think of
John Stamos.
I wasn't there.
Okay,
that would have been nice.
Yeah, it was fun. Last year I was there as well on the red carpet with my reporters, and there have always been. And Christy Alley was there a couple months ago, and she's been actually, you know, here at the station a little bit, you know, and lives in the area, and she gave me a great shout out. So. Thank you, Christy.
Oh, she looks fun. I follow her on Twitter. She's fun.
I know. She tweets a lot.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, wow.
She just had a grandson, so I see a lot of pictures of him. He's very cute.
That is so adorable. Yeah. So that is neat. So that's what I tell people. Get out there. You be known. Be seen. You know, and that's what Hollywood Connections helps you with. You know, and also you've got Crowdshot Casting. You've got Frontier Casting. If you want to be an extra for movies, they can sign you up for free. We have a SAG agent called Famous Faces. If you need an agent, he's not going to take everybody, but he will take ones with a resume and talent, you know, and headshots. So I've got that for you. So that's what Hollywood Connections does.
And, you know, the Sunscreen Film Festival, if I could plug that.
Yes.
It's very big on education. So if you are an up and coming actor, screenwriter, any position that you that your talent is in, they have a lot of classes and they bring in professionals from that field.
Exactly. So,
and this is right here in St. Pete. Like, if you're interested in this, you do not have to go to California to learn from the pros. So Tony puts that together and he gets a great team of pros that you can pick the classes that you want to take. They're workshops, not classes. They're workshops. So they're very hands-on.
Exactly. You know, I have a Gift of the Heart. Andrew's texting me. Giftoftheheart.com. He has John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. We were trying to get John to call in, and I don't know if he is tonight, but we were hoping he would. He's on production.
Oh, I had a nightgown when I was little that said, my heart belongs to Bo.
Oh, do you?
I don't have it anymore, and I'm certain it wouldn't fit.
Well, when we get him back on, we get him on the air with us. He gave us a great shout out, but he was in the movie A Gift of the Heart, and so is Austin St. John, original Power Ranger. You know, and he is doing a jam session coming up, which is $150 at the end of September. So for adults that want to take acting, that they really want, they got the book, he's amazing. You know, get in touch with me, hollywoodconnections.biz. I will hook you up with him as well. So if you're an actor, for $150 for a two-day jam session, it's really powerful, which is super cool. And so anyways, ladies, so tell us, okay, so this event's coming up again. Let's say the date.
Okay. Also, I have a discount coupon for the listeners of your show if they are local and want to participate in the
race.
But so the date, again, is October 14th. It's at 8 a.m. Again, I highly, highly encourage signing up early. There's a finisher medals for everyone, free T-shirts, there's food. Obviously, we'll have the Chick-fil-A coupons, and Sprouts. Sprouts is donating food, and we'll have some Starbucks there and some goodies. The site to register is active.com, or you can go to glamrun.org, and there will also be a button there to register. For your coupon, for $5 off.
That's a good deal. That's a great deal.
So, yeah, if you do it now, actually, right now the race is $25. So if you do it now, it'll make it $20, which is really good for all the stuff that you get.
Oh, my gosh.
That code is Dawn Glam.
Oh, I like that. Dawn Glam. Ooh, I will sign up. I need to sign up. We got to work on something. I'm going to give you a commercial.
Right. Okay, good.
I'm going to give you a commercial from now till then.
But you get a commercial. You get a commercial.
You get a commercial.
You get a commercial. Everyone gets a commercial.
But it's only for the community. I'm still going out there getting my other commercials. You know that. I am. You know that.
That's at UNICEF now.
I know, Peter. So, okay, so the promo code again was?
Okay, Dawn Glam.
And the website?
It's active.com or glamrun.org. And then if you don't want to run or you are not local, you can always make a donation. So can I?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you can either make a donation to the program, the medical magnet program for the kids at school. So you would make that out to Club Medical and send it to 1900 Omaha Street, Palm Harbor, Florida, 34683. So 1900 Omaha Street, Palm Harbor, Florida, 34683. And then if you would like to donate to the Lynn Fund, L-Y-N Fund, you would make a check out to them, L-Y-N Fund, and send it to the same address. And if you didn't catch that address, you can look up Palm Harbor University High School online and you can get their address.
Well, you know, I've got some schools I'm going to be speaking in very soon here as well. Any age can do this, correct?
Any age.
Yep.
Any age, okay.
And men and women, even though it's very pink and it's called the Glam Run, you should see the guys.
The guys in the pink tutus.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got to see that.
Oh, is it the tutus?
Pink socks, pink tutus, pink feather boas.
The boas, hair,
tell her
crowns.
About the glam tent.
Yeah, and we have a glam tent that we get to set up every year. It's wonderful. Oh. Everything pink.
Really?
Everything pink. So yes. Even my cow is in pink.
Just in case you come unprepared.
Yeah.
That is super fun.
We will
fun.
Glam you.
That is super fun. Now, do you have any other events in the future coming up? Or
this is our big one.
This is the big one?
We have, at the school, we do a promotion. It's called Pink Friday.
Okay.
And so the students, administrators, teachers, they come to school dressed up in pink. Kelly's there. She hands out coupons to those who participate. And it's really, because it's so community-based, and we really, you have to, like, create that pep rally sort of spirit.
Right.
So we do that with the Pink Fridays. And I have a whole glam squad of students at the school. And they're in charge. And they kind of get the spirit happening.
It's pretty awesome.
What school is that?
Palm Harbor University High School.
Really? Okay, that's super cool. Okay.
Yeah, everybody in pink. And you do. You get free Chick-fil-A for dressing in pink.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a given, right?
It's cool.
No Where brainer. Was that in my high school, Peter?
I never had that in high school.
Wow. Well, you ladies have been such a special treat here. Any other last words you'd like to say?
Can we tell a little bit about what the Lynn Fund does?
Yes, please.
Well, the Lynn Fund... it's a community outreach. And, you know, most places that raise money for cancer, breast cancer, they just help with medical research. Mm-hmm. What the Lynn Fund does is they go in and they help with the personal financial difficulties that come when they're going through their cancer. So they pay electric bills. They get babysitters for the kids. They get rides to the families that need rides, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It is. It's a great outreach.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, also, too, is, you know, that's so important. And you're going to be at the Chick-fil-A in Palm Harbor when it reopens up. We're going to definitely do a live remote. We'll have to do it. Yes, for
we're
sure.
We're going to set some kind of awesome record, you being there. This is going to be cool.
A live radio?
Yes,
and we can even have them come on and sing live on the air.
I won't be
find
here.
Find talent right
I'll
there.
I'll be out there.
Yes.
So somebody will have to run
Absolutely.
The board that day.
I'm serious.
We actually could do a major casting. I have two film directors who are still looking for their actors for their movies. So who knows?
Wow. I think you should just go to Chick-fil-A and have a remote and eat. That's it. Don't have to do anything.
I know.
Why are we
Tony
inviting more people than we need to? Yeah. Have the food for ourselves. They don't need to invite anybody out there.
Oh, that's cute, Peter.
So get your own Chick-fil-A, freaks.
I know. Now people are pulling to Chick-fil-A now. You know, they're like, now you're making me hungry, Peter.
Yeah. That's what I do. Give me something to think about.
I know. That's true. Now, Peter also has a sports show. It's always on Saturdays.
Okay.
So, yes, he's our sports. He's got the Sports Web.
That's right. The Sports Web. The only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 on the Tan Talk Sports Network. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
I know. So Let's guess go. What, Peter? The next hour we have a few minutes. This goes so fast, doesn't it, ladies?
Yes. Yeah.
I know. And when I actually have another guest that's in the house at the 7 o'clock hour, they have a new product. Now, I told you I have got an investor that's working with Walmart, 5,000 Walmarts across the U.S., and he can get your product into that Walmart. We're really excited.
Wow.
So we've got some guests coming up. They have a product they brought to the station. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully we can get it into all the Walmarts as well. And we have a jazz performer from Houston. Oh, my gosh, Peter, his music is amazing. And we're going to be featuring more singers coming up. And again, I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. And while we're still here, Kelly, you have more to talk about.
I'd love to talk just a little bit about the program.
Yes.
So this program is a launching pad for these students, these high school students, to become something in the medical profession that they find and we give them. So this money also is helping them. We donate back to the children, or we set up Spirit Days, of course, for the children. We have doubled scholarships that we give to the seniors through the Booster Club. We have been able to double, through the money that we're raising, been able to double the money that we give to the teachers for support and recognition. So it's very much community, but it's also very much student-oriented. And these kids are getting just a great launching pad for where they may end up. So
I agree. You know, I started something when I took an artist on tour named Little Jay from Hollywood Records and Disney. He played Raven's boyfriend. And nobody knew him at the time, but he was a rap artist, and he had two dancers, and we had to get the tour buses. I had to call the schools, and I got in. It was called Schoolhouse Jam at the time. I started my own called Be Cool, Stay in School, where I'll go into the production departments, the drama departments, and I'll speak about the reality of show business and the training that you need and where to go from there and what happens off of my show.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to get to their school as well, because that's what it's all about. These kids want to know, where do I go from here? I need a good agent.
So excited.
Yeah, it is.
At this age, they're just sponges still.
It is. And that's my passion, you know, and taking this kid and making him number one in CD sales.
Wow.
That was amazing. And
fantastic.
You know, from that, that's where it launched, where I worked for the late Mr. James Brown. I was his entertainment reporter. And I had a media ID that was as big as a house almost. But yeah, I was so proud of it.
Yeah, as well you should be. Absolutely.
And he opened so many doors. So people don't realize, you know, I was in Hollywood, California. And I do have to say, you remember the Jenny Jones TV show?
Absolutely.
I had over 100 and something kids on her show. And then we had America's Got Talent call last year, and they wanted our top singers. They walked them to the front of the line. They didn't even have to wait. We did behind the scenes. So this show opens a lot of opportunities, and more celebrities are calling in and talking about, you know, like Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital. You know, we've got this coming up. Are you ladies soap opera fans? This is coming up in December. Holiday Cheer, if you go to Soap This, and they should be here the next hour as well.
Oh.
And this is in Chicago. So there are so many soap opera stars that, you know, I don't have time to watch. I did when my kids were little.
Yeah.
But that's something you ladies could take as well and see who's coming around the corner. And this is what the door of opportunity for my show that can help people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, that you're here. And I thank you so much. And Chick-fil-A and two
we
Kellys in the house.
Yeah.
Wow. And Tony, thank you for sending these amazing ladies.
Thank you, Tony.
So great. So do you ladies, is there a favorite song that you like that a Caribbean world? Is there something that you want to hear before we go to the top of the hour?
I mean, I love anything by Bob Marley. I don't know if you guys get into any kind of Dirty Heads or...
Oh, she knows people I don't know.
Peter, are you ready?
I got it.
He's got it.
All right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Thank
give you
both.
Your website one more
thank
time.
Thank you.
Glamron.org.
There you go.
Thank you.
We'll
thank
see you on that Pinellas Trail.
All right,
ladies. Thank you for being here.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having us.
Hold on real quick.